What's going on, Black Is family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm. Just want to give a shout out to all of our loyal fans. Casey told me there have been some folks who've been giving us a shout out on Culture Connection. So I want to thank you for your loyal listenership, and I encourage you to tell a friend. Also want to give a shout out to our Black Is family, colleagues, friends, family, the Brothers Layman Happy Hour. Check them out. Check out Brother John Wood's eloquent and erudite post on all things political and black. Also check out, of course, the Black Is Break, hosted by none other than our editor-in-chief, the head negress in charge, Sister Casey Layman. And whatever cool things that we have up on the site, please check us out. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, please connect at Cali Yaley, C-A-L-I-Y-A-L-I-E. I'll let you figure out why. That's my Twitter handle. Holla. So this week I wanted to, usually I'm always trying to figure out, well, what can I talk about this week and blah, 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 blah. And this week I actually thought I would do a little editorial moment and just talk about culture and its effects on black people, American society. I mean, I could say that, but this is the Black Is Online family. And so it's all things pertaining to the black existence, the black experience. And today I was just thinking about, you know, for the month of February, those who know me, I've been posting a black history pioneer figure and influential black American, black human being, and just putting a few words or a few thoughts about them, quotes, finding YouTube clips where appropriate, and posting them just as my contribution to the month. And I had started with a lot of, you know, some of folks that we know, you know, the Mary McLeod Bethunes and W.E.B. Du Boises and Dr. Kings of the world. And then I realized, wow, my thing is that I do the arts. I love the arts, and I had not put anybody up artistically. And so I'll just say this at the onset, that one of my greatest artistic and cultural influences is none other than Paul Robeson, who is one of the greatest Americans, human beings that has ever walked the face of the earth. And he used his artistry as a way to be a champion for civil rights. And so I have such a high respect and regard for his life. You're talking about a man who was an attorney, an All-American football player, graduated from Rutgers, and just was an incredible human being. And I'm influenced by his work and his life's work, and, you know, artists turned activists or artists as activists. You look at Harry Belafonte, and you can also see the same thing as an artist turned activist, artist as activist. Or Danny Glover also is using his influence, his money, and his celebrity to engage on a global perspective about issues that have to do with, you know, human rights and civil rights. And so I was thinking about, you know, culture and how it relates to now and young people. And I started to realize that I don't know if, as a community, if black people really appreciate the culture, the rich culture that we've contributed to this country. You know, jazz is an art form that is specifically American, but specifically black in its origins. And I find it a shame that I bet you you could go into any classroom in America at a public school and mention Duke Ellington, the first African-American composer to receive an Academy Award, and they would not know who he was, I'm sure. You could mention Miles Davis. You could mention Alvin Ailey, Katherine Dunham, Leontine Price, James Baldwin. I'm just thinking of the myriad number of Langston. I mean, people would probably know Langston Hughes, but I don't know. These days, I'm not sure what young people know, and it concerns me, because our rich history is so a huge part of the obviously the foundation of us being in this country. But more importantly, I just feel like it reminds you of your worth and the dignity and the integrity that you've come from and the sacrifice. You know, I look at a lot of music artists today, specifically in, I'm just going to say, hip-hop and R&B, and I just wonder, like, do you understand that people came before you and they would have to enter through the back door into a venue where they were the headliner and use restrooms that were subpar to the general public, were paid completely way below their white counterparts and what they deserved, and yet they set the agenda for American pop culture, and here we are rattling off stupid lyrics that mean nothing, rattling off stupid agendas about getting paid and wearing a condo around your wrist as if that's what all those who came before you, that's what they did, that's what they strive for, sacrifice for, died for. And so I worry that if, you know, without the connection to your history and where you come from, how do you know why you are where you are at? I think there are, we don't even have to go back as far as those civil rights moments. If you look at those people, if you look at like Michael Jackson and what Michael Jackson did and the hard work and the work ethic that he had and the positivity, you know, I remember when people were clowning Will Smith at one point because he talked about in one lyric, he says something about, it's something basically, I'm paraphrasing, that something that his son could hear or something that his kids can hear, like his lyric. And I remember having a new respect for him because I was like, this, at least the brother is thinking. He's like, well, wait a minute, my kids are going to listen to this eventually or someday. And am I going to say, oh, no, you can't listen to this because you have to be an adult to understand that? Or do you want to put out something where you're like, I don't care if my mama listens to it. You know, this is who I am. And I think about artists back in the day, and I just wonder if we have any inkling of what we've come from and what we've done. And just the struggle and the sacrifice. There's so many who think that, you know, if you've made it on 106 in Park or MTV or you make it to the Grammys, that you've made it and this is a life. But I always say to people, you know, yes, you are getting checks and yes, you may have more money than you've ever had in your life. But as the good word of God says, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his only soul? And so I guess I challenge Black artists in America to hold fast to your history and your legacy, because it is slipping away from us very quickly. I would beg to guess that probably jazz as an art form is being learned by more people that are non-Black than there are Black. I personally was I personally played jazz trombone for 7 years, and I went to a performing arts academy, so I had many advantages that other people don't have if you are in certain districts or in certain cities or states where the arts are not as influential as they've been in my life. But I would encourage parents to step out of the comfort zone of the top 40 or the commercial radio and introduce your child to Duke Ellington, to Cab Calloway, to Miles Davis, to Romare Bearden, to Zora Neale Hurston, to all of those greats that make up the artistry that is American history, certainly Black history, but American history, because all of those people that I mentioned are native sons and daughters of this land. So just want to remind everybody that you can't take it for granted. You know, this is what we can't take our existence, where we've landed, for granted, because it's just as quickly as it comes, it can go. And I know that from experience. So this week, I would encourage everybody, if you can, please take a moment. If you have children specifically, this is really going out to the parents too, because I really want young people to know where they come from. It would be a real shame if like 20, 50 years from now, kids had no idea about blues, jazz, gospel, and the earliest remnant of music they can remember is Michael Jackson. That would just be sad. Even Michael would be sad, because Michael was influenced by the James Browns of the world, and James Brown was influenced by so many before him, and just that lineage of music, the reason why their music is great. And I know this seems to be very slighted towards music, but that's because I just feel like that is the thing that can connect most of us, is that popular music and the radio have sort of taken us by storm, and it's sort of where people get their entertainment, whether it's radio, television, or film. And I didn't talk about television or film only because that's a the same standard applies to them. I mean, just knowing the history of film, and, you know, obviously we know that Hattie McDaniel was the first African-American to win an Academy Award, period, for a role in Gone with the Wind. But when you look at even those careers and those lives and what they did to get where they are, you know, we have to question and ask ourselves, what are we doing to step forward, to move the agenda forward? And, you know, I realize sometimes that, you know, the arts is not a priority for a lot of people. So I'm saying to you today, make the arts a priority. This world would be an emptyless void if there were not the arts. There is a quote that has an unknown author, and it says, "The earth without art is just eh." And so I agree with that, and I beg of you, please create a cultural experience for yourself in this world. And if you're a black artist, please don't forget where you come from. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Until next time, thank you for listening. Peace. Cause it makes you feel serene with the birds and the bees and all those groovy things, like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher, and after the horns you can check out the fifer.